Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get up on your feet. And with joy, help me welcome Pastor Jimmy Macharia from Harvest Family Church.
Hallelujah. Your amen is not strong enough. I said hallelujah. I need you to give the devil a heart attack by your praise. You know, the devil thinks that because it's raining that you cannot praise God. Is he right? Then if he's wrong, why don't you give the Lord a better shout of praise in the house? Come on, come on. No. Some people at the back are just clapping like this with their fingertips. Let the devil know that we are in church. We are blessed. We are highly favored. We are on our way to victory. We are shouting glory, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Why don't you look for five people, give them a fist thump and tell them it's good to see you. It's good to see you. Tell them today, I'll be more blessed than you. Amen. Some of you are not moving. You're antisocial. I said move to five people and give them a fist thump and tell them, today I'll be more blessed than you. Amen. Wow. Now, before you sit down, I want you to help me appreciate your pastor, my friend, my brother, and my sister in Lady Pastor Ari. Worship Harvest, you have a wonderful man of God. And when you have something you don't know, you only know when you lose it. God forbid. Look at your neighbor who doesn't look excited. They look like they're just, it's like somebody forced them to come. Tell them, brother, change your attitude. Now listen. You have a great man of God. And it's good for you to know it. A1 man of God. While he's still alive. And it's good for you to honor and love him. He talks about you all the time. He thinks about you all the time. Do you understand? Yeah, that is why he has brought us from Kenya to come and be a blessing to you. I told him, Apmo, I want to go back on Saturday. And he said to me, what are you saying? I said, I would like to go back. He said, no. Stay and preach to us. And that is why I'm here. Why? Because he loves you. I want you to look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, my pastor loves me too much. And then tell them, Jesus loves you more. So, Apmo, we want you to know that we appreciate you. Thank you for building a place for us. Building a church for us. Thank you for being a visionary that always wants to see the work of God built. You are a true man of God and we love you so much. And I'm saying this on behalf of Worship Harvest. Don't you love your pastor? I want to teach you something. I want you to tell him, Apmo, we love you. This is a sign of love, isn't it? So I want you to tell him, Apmo, we love you. Wow. Give the Lord a shout of praise. and Lady Pastor Ari, we love you. Thank you for being such a quintessential woman of God. And we love you. Do you love Lady Pastor Ari? Come on, let's do it, Pastor Ari. We love you. Wow, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And of course, I'm so honored today to meet Uncle Ben. We have heard so much about you in Kenya. We are, in the books. We have read so much about it. All the things we have heard are beautiful and amazing. And thank you for raising such a great man of God, hero. You are a hero maker. And may God bless you with long life, with healthy life. Thank you. We know you are anointed when we look at your son because of what you have done. And may God keep you. I'm so honored. I feel so honored for you, me to speak, to stand here while you sit there. I hope I'm going to be correct in everything I say. Amen. Well, we came with a few guys from Harvest Family. I would like them to just stand and wave at us. Some of them are Harvest Family. Some of them are pastors. Some of them are going to be pastors. Some of them are shepherds. May God bless you. Thank you for traveling. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Beautiful. I think I've done the necessary. My wife is not with us. She was here. She left yesterday. I think she loves her church more than anything. So she said, I must be in church this Sunday. So she has a church. She runs a location. And it's a young location. And that's why she's not here with us today. But she said hello. Would you receive the greetings from my beautiful wife? Now, there are three levels of belonging to a church. As you open Judges chapter 6. I know some of you have never encountered Judges. You're wondering, is it in the New Testament? Some of you don't even carry your Bibles. Ask your neighbor, where is your Bible? Did you come to church or for a show? Is it a concert? Ask your neighbor, is it a concert? Please don't be afraid of your neighbor. Ask them on my behalf, is it a concert that you came to or a church? Tell them we want to see your Bible next time. Some of them are saying it's on my phone. So that when we are reading, your girlfriend will be sending you messages. Hey. Glory to God. Now, there are three levels of belonging to a church. Are you ready for this? Level number one, enjoyment. This is soup before the main meal. Now, enjoyment. You can never be in church and not enjoy. Look at your neighbor who has not smiled since you arrived in the church. Tell them you're in error. You're in error. Church is a... You see, you are not even talking to your neighbor. You are so... I thought Ugandans are very obedient. I'm telling you to tell your neighbor, neighbor, you must enjoy being in church. Somebody's saying, I'm very rich. I don't talk to my neighbors, you know. Look at you. Ah. Listen, you came with a boat and you're talking. Now, you must enjoy being in church. What are you supposed to enjoy? You must enjoy your neighbor. Seated next to your neighbor. If you don't feel happy next to your neighbor, you need to move. Or you need to move your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I'm enjoying being next to you. Number two. You must enjoy the praise and worship. Some of you, we are praising and you are just holding your hands like this. Hey! You must enjoy praising and worshiping the Lord. And then number three, you must enjoy the word. Amen. You must learn to say amen to the preaching. You must enjoy to say wow to the preaching. You must enjoy the ministry of the word. Amen. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not just about eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to know that the silence you have is not a sign of maturity. You know, some people keep quiet and they look very dignified and they say, you know me, I'm mature. No. It could be a sign of demons sitting on you. Moodiness. Hey! Look at the person at the back. Look at those guys at the back. The governors and the district commissioners of the church. Tell them at the balcony, hey, look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the first level of belonging to a church. You know, some of us, when we bring our visitors to church, they look at you and they see you need Jesus more than them. Because you don't have joy. You look sad. You look unhappy. You know? And then the second level, or maybe I should not tell you the second level. I don't like your face. Do you want to hear the second level of belonging to a church? The second level of belonging to a church is serving. Oh, yes. Can everybody please stand up? Stand up. Stand up. I want you to check the temperature of your seat. Check the temperature of your seat. Is it warm? Some of you, all you do in the church is to warm the seat. It is time for you to come off your seat and do something in the church. I want you to touch your neighbor, tell your neighbor, do something in the church. Hallelujah. Do I have somebody who's saying, I'm going to do something in the church? We need people who can park cars. We need ushers. We need Sunday school teachers. We need people to run MCs. We need people to plant. Only 5 people are saying yes. You must serve in the temple. Somebody say, I am a servant of the Lord. You may be seated. Don't warm seats. Some of you, all you are doing is to warm the seat. Yeah. The Bible says in Exodus 23:25, maybe I can make this my preaching and finish. It says, you shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless. God blesses the people that serve. Not the people that warm the seat. Not the dignified people. God blesses the people that serve. The Bible says, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. My servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. So the blessing of serving is that God blesses the people who serve. Amen. Amen. Then the third level of belonging to a church is aim to be a pastor. Wow, very few amens. Somebody's saying, but I am a manager. I just support the church with finances, you know. I give, man. Who's going to give that $8 billion? You know? Hey. You are not afraid of how you are talking. You must aim to be a pastor. Because aim to be a pastor means that you really care for what God cares about. The Bible says when he looked at the crowd, he was moved with compassion. Matthew chapter 9 verse 36. Because they were like sheep without a shepherd. You are where you are today because of a shepherd. And I want you to aim. You can be a bank manager and still be a pastor. Yes. You can be a carpenter and still be a pastor. I have a carpenter pastor here. This is a carpenter. He's a very good carpenter. Oh, yes. But he's a pastor. He pastors a church. Oh, yes. Pastors are not stupid people who had nothing to do. Oh, yes. You can aim to be a pastor. Look at your neighbor who has not been talking, not doesn't want even to look at you. Shake them a little bit and say, aim to be a pastor. Those are the... You see, it's good to enjoy. It's good to be an usher. But when you move to the pastoral level, you are really doing something. Amen. And what you do has eternal value. You know, I want you to know that giving money is the lowest level of serving. Giving money is the lowest level of serving. Because you can give your money and not give yourself. But when you serve God with yourself, it means you have come into this basket. Can you give me the basket? Is there money in the basket? You have come to God and you have said, Lord, I'm not just giving you my money. I'm giving, just allow me to just enter. I'm entering in the basket myself. You think I'll fall? I'll never fall. I can never fall. You enter the basket yourself. Guess what? Your money is in the basket. Your family is in the basket. Your heart is in the basket. Your brain is in the basket. Look at your neighbor who was thinking I'll fall and say, get into the basket yourself. What are you talking about? Hey, this basket is deep. So give your whole self. The Bible says, give yourself wholly. Hallelujah. So look at your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, what are you? Which level are you? Which level are you? Amen. Now sit down. So those are the three levels of belonging to a church. Now, I want to share with you a short message that God has given to me to share with you. Amen. And I want to talk about the anointing. The anointing. You know, there is no need to lie to ourselves that we can be people in this world without help. It's a lie. If you're in this world, you need help. You are so weak and we are so nothing and we are so frail. And that is why Jesus told his disciples, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to leave you with a helper. Because he knew that we need help. You need help in your marriage. You need help in your finances. Amen. You need help in your schooling. You need help in parenting. You need help everywhere because you are so weak. Don't be fooled by the nice clothes that people wear and the mascara and the hairstyle. All of us are weak and we need help. And that's why Jesus said, I can't leave you alone. I'm going to send you a helper. And that helper is the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14 verse 16. And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Now, when you become, when you are in this world, you see that there are many problems that are waiting to land on you. Isn't it? There are many issues that are waiting to land on you. And that's why in Judges chapter 6, we are going to see something there that will help us. The Bible says that the children of God, of Israel, did evil in the sight, Judges chapter 6 from verse 1. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midianites for 7 years. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. I mean, these guys were suffering. They were in trouble for 7 years. They were suffering and suffering and suffering because of the hand of the Midians. And the Bible says they had to hide themselves. And some of you are in hiding because of your suffering. You have even refused to come out and serve because you are saying, hey, until I finish my problems, I cannot come out. You are in a den. You are gifted, but you are in a den. You have a calling, but you are in a den. You are hiding. I mean, even when God came to Gideon, he was hiding. Yet he was such a great man, but he was hiding. And the Bible says the Midianites really made these people, you know, suffer. And some of us here today, we are suffering and we are in trouble. We can't serve. We can't do. We have problems. Your Midianite could be fornication. You have a problem. When you see a skirt, you can't hold yourself. Yeah, whether on the front line or at the back, you don't care. When you see a skirt, you say, hey. One time I was playing golf with a certain man, and he told me, Pastor, my problem is I'm a sex addict. No, it doesn't matter what type of a woman I see. When I see them, I just feel like I want to have sex. Hey, the church is quiet. You know, when you keep quiet, people think it's you I'm talking about. So you better smile and just say, wow, wow. Pretend you don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. Maintain eye contact with the preacher. Hey, at the back, are you listening to me? So, you see, anyway, sit down because I don't have much time. So the Bible says that these people, verse 3, so it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up, you know, and also Amalekites and the people of the east, they would come up against them. When they sowed seeds, when they gave their lives, when they did whatever they would do, they would come up, you know, they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance for Israel. So the Bible says that neither sheep nor ox nor donkey, like they made these people suffer. They would take everything from them. I mean, the ground would produce. Some of you are in the church, you sow your seeds, you give your offerings, you give your time, but you're still going through some issues. And you wonder, is it the church? You even feel like leaving the church. You feel like the problem is the church. No, the Bible says the ground would actually bear fruit for them. But when they were about to harvest, can I hear an amen from Worship Harvest? The enemy would come and camp around them. And verse 5 says that for they would come up with their livestock, their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts, both they and their camels without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. Hey, you've been in Worship Harvest for 18 years, and you say, man, I'm still suffering. I'm still going through a lot. I don't know what's happening. The problem is not the church. No, because actually the Bible says the ground produced. The problem is the enemy. The enemy who is the Amalekites, the Midianites of your life. And this morning, I want you to know that that enemy is going to be defeated in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say he's going to be defeated in the name of Jesus. Watch verse 6. You know, your amen. We don't say amen to encourage the pastor. Amen is your spiritual net. When you shout amen, you are catching the word. And you are saying, I agree with you, man of God. And so I am here to tell you, the Amalekites, the Midianites, the enemies that have been impoverishing you and spoiling everything you are trying to do, they are being defeated this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your thunderous amen? Look at verse 6. Verse 6 speaks of them, of the condition of the people. They were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. What did they do? They cried out to the Lord. I'm sure at one point of your life you said, Lord, help me. Lord, I'm stuck. Help me. Lord, I need your help. I need your grace. Have mercy on me. Have you had that prayer before? If you have had that prayer before, give me a wave. Wow. Well, I want to give you an answer today. God is in this house. God is in Worship Harvest. God has come through for you today. God is going to deal with your Midianites, with your Amalekites, with your condition of being impoverished. And one of these days, you're going to stand on this altar and tell the people, I have a testimony on my lips. The Lord has done it for my family. The Lord has done it for my children. The Lord has done it for my wife. The Lord has done it for my husband. I can't hear your amen. You are the next candidate to give a testimony. Shout hallelujah. So the guys became impoverished And they cried to the Lord. They were crying when they were in the village in Jinja. You are crying when you are in your village in Mbarara. You are crying when you're in your village, whichever village you come from. You are crying and you are saying, Lord, help me. And you think that God has not answered you, but I want to show you how God answers our prayers. Verse 7. So the Bible says they cried to the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites. Do you want to see what happened? No, you're not ready. Maybe I should go back to Nairobi. Are you ready to see what the Lord, how the Lord answers your prayers? I know some of you have always thought that God has not heard you. But God answered your prayers long time ago. It's just that you do not know that the answer has come. Because he does not answer your prayer the way you want. He answers according to the strategy and the government of heaven. There is a way the government in heaven answers prayers. So I want to show you in verse 8. Sit down so that you can see it. Then the Lord sent a prophet. When they cried to the Lord and said, Lord, help us. Help me, Lord. Oh, God. I don't know. I've not been married for a long time. Lord, the taxes. Lord, my business. Lord, my family. The Lord, the Bible says, he sent a prophet. What an answer. You know, many of you, you don't know why you are in this church. You are in this church because of your prayer. Many of you don't even know why God raises men of God. He raises men of God because of your prayers. When God sent up more to you, it was because of a prayer you made while you were in the village. Nah, you see, you're not getting it. God had the power to come and say, Midianites, out, die. But he never did it. Instead, he sent a prophet to the children of Israel who said to them, thus says the Lord. God always answers our prayer by sending to us a man. And the man that he sends to us, he anoints the man for our problems. Oh, yes. And the man of God carries the word of God on their lips. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So when God wanted to change the life of Abmore, he sent Uncle Ben. He was an answer to a prayer. Maybe Abmore was saying, what is my life? What am I going to do with my life? And the Lord said, I'm going to give you a prophet. And he gave him Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben began to shepherd him, disciple him. Until today, he is what he is today. He was even telling me, when I went to pay dowry and to introduce myself to my wife's family, it was Uncle Ben who was negotiating on my behalf. Abmore did not have money for a cow, but he had a prophet. Many of you don't know that the presence of Abmore in your life is an answered prayer. So you are busy looking for an answer, but God gave you an answer long 18 years ago. You see, when Abmore was in the school, university, you know, Makerere? When he was in Makerere studying architecture or architecture, whatever it was, drawing, God was saying, okay, you keep drawing. But there are people in Gayaza, there are people in Nalia, there are people in Kampala, there are people in Jinja, there are people in Entebbe. They are crying for help, and I want to help them. You keep drawing, but I'm about to change your life, put my words on you,
put anointing on you and send you to them so that you can deliver them from oppression and from poverty. I don't know whether I have somebody here who's getting what I'm saying. Look at your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, is it English that is difficult or what is it? You don't seem to understand. He said, I'm going to anoint you and I'm going to send you as a prophet to them. And what are you going to tell them? Thus says the Lord. It is not money you need. You need a prophet who carries the word of the Lord. Sit down, I show you something so that we can close. That is, you see, that is why when God wanted to save the whole world, do you understand? He would have said, world. From now on, you are holy. You shall never have bad desires. You shall never have a sinful heart. You shall never have passions. You shall never eat too much. You would have said, devil, I kill you. And the devil would have died. But the Lord looked at us. He said, you know what? Let me send a man. And he sent Jesus. So for God to gain all of us, he sent a man. It is the man. The Bible says he was made poor that we may become rich. He was made sin that we may become righteous of God. He was made weak that we may become strong. That's why we sing a song. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hey, I can sing. I didn't know I can sing. Wow. So look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you don't understand how God works. God gives us a man to deliver us. Amen. So Abmo is a great gift to us to deliver us from the problems that we have been given by this world. This world is an answer to our prayer. So how does a man affect our lives? Through his words. All right? So I want to show you one more scripture or two more or three more. And then we finish. Matthew chapter 17. Somebody was saying, man, why is he reading from Judges? Why can't he read from the New Testament? Now I've gone to New Testament. For all the New Testament church. Hallelujah. Matthew 17. Well, it's a long scripture, 1 to 6. But let me try and just, you know, go through it. I'm sure you can read it in your own time. I only have 20 minutes. Yeah, we came to church to read the Bible. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly, a voice from the clouds saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. Hey. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and they were greatly afraid. You see, you people, you are not afraid. You have heard it and you are still seated. But these guys, when they heard it, they were greatly afraid. Can you imagine all that drama Like Elijah who's dead has showed up. Moses who was dead has showed up. A bright light. Then God takes all the time in the world to speak in a loud voice and thunder. And all he came to tell them is, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. All the drama was to come and tell the people, listen to this person. His voice is so important. His words are so key. You must listen to him. All the drama and all my drama that I am doing here is to tell you that God has answered your prayer. The problem is that you don't know because you don't hear what your pastor says. We have a lot of disobedient children in the church. Even now, when I tell your neighbor, you just look at me like this. No wonder you're impoverished. Yeah. No wonder there is nothing moving on in your life. But I came to tell you, all the Midianites in your life, we are crushing them by the voice of the prophet. So what is in this voice that makes it so powerful and so important for you to listen to? Number one, just 4 or 5 things and then we finish. First of all, what is in the voice? Anointing. When your pastor or when a man of God is preaching, there is something about his voice. You are a sum total of who you listen to. Your life is where it is because of what you choose to listen to. Stop explaining too much. Don't say my family, you see, if my father was Obama, I would have been better off, whatever. No. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And the Bible also says, how shall they hear if there is nobody to go and preach to them? So there is so much power in the voice of your pastor. Amen. You see, when you are anointed, you are different from being appointed. To be appointed is not to be anointed. I prefer anointed more than appointed. So God has not only appointed your pastor, he has also anointed him. And God has sent me to tell you, hear ye him. Because in his voice, there are several things. Number one, the voice of the anointed carries honor and glory for you. The voice of anointed man carries honor and glory for you. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 17. The Bible says, for he received from God the Father. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 17. For he received from the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. Oh yes, saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus Christ received honor and glory when there came a voice from excellent glory. Do you not want to receive honor and glory in your life? Do you want your business to have honor and glory? Do you want your marriage to have honor and glory? Then you must accept the voice that God has given to you. If you listen to the voice, if you love the voice, if you soak into the voice that God has given to you, what is coming upon your life is honor and glory. Nobody honors you, even the cat in your house. Even your watchman, you pay him, but he still does not honor you. Hey! Even your own wife does not honor you. Yeah, you say, when you tell her, make for me one man. Can I tell you a story? One man, he went to his house and he told the wife, make me some tea. He was sitting on the couch and the wife was also sitting on the couch. And the wife looked at him and did like this. No, not like, not away, like this. And the man said, what is the problem? And he said, are your hands like breasts? Like they can't move. You can't go and hold a kettle and make tea for yourself. Hey! He told the husband, wake up and go and make tea for yourself. And while at it, make one cup for me as well. Hey! But you see, when you're a man and you have no, you know, men don't like submitting to another man and another voice. But what you don't know is that you're missing out on honor and glory. One of the blessings that come upon a man who hears the voice of the prophet. One of the blessings that comes upon a woman who listens to the voice of the prophet is honor and glory. The Bible says, this man Jesus, he received honor and glory when a voice came to him from the excellent glory. Oh yes, I can give you examples of myself. I can give you examples of Apmo. I mean, whether you like it or not, it is the words that have come from Uncle Ben into the life of Apmo or and other men of God that have spoken into him that have made him become an honorable man and a glorious man. People are traveling from Nigeria, America, wherever it is, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa. Why? To come and see the honor and the glory that is upon your pastor. And you are seated here and you're just folding your hands like this and you're saying, wow, today Apmo has energy. Because you have money. Money is not honor. A house is not honor. There is something greater and deeper that is in the anointed that when he speaks to you, you receive honor and glory. Wow. You can have money and not be honorable. You can have money and not be glorious. Number two. Yeah. Oh, yes. So hearing an anointed voice. Don't play with the voice of your pastor. When he comes to speak, be there like a child. And begin to soak in. When you go to work on Monday, put his voice in your car. When you are sleeping, put his voice in your house. I have heard people telling me that when I'm fighting with my wife, and when they fight, we can't find a solution. I just preach, put your preaching. Immediately, we calm down. Ceasefire. And an agreement is signed. Honor and glory is coming into your house. Only 20 people are saying amen. Amen. I say honor and glory is coming into your house. Number two, the voice of the anointed carries the gift of the Spirit. What is in the voice? The gift of the Spirit. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2 says, And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. And set me upon my feet. There is power in the voice. It carries the gift of the Spirit. You see, when I'm speaking, I'm not just speaking. The Holy Spirit is entering you. Only 5 people understood what I say. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit enters into you. And guess what it does to you? You rise up on your feet. So you find the people that listen to Apmo and the people who are being discipled and the people who are close to him, they are beginning to progress. You find that they are becoming stable. They are beginning to build houses. They are beginning to own cars. They are beginning to have beautiful marriage. They are traveling. But you who is far from his voice, you are just using a boat to come to church. Hey, tell your neighbor, there is a gift of the Spirit that is in the voice of the anointed. Acts chapter 10 and verse 44. Acts chapter 10 verse 44. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. There is a strange anointing that is in the words of the anointed. While he was speaking to them, the Holy Spirit fell on them. A gift, a holy gift, it fell on them. I remember some years ago, I went to a meeting with Bishop Doug and I could not even make it to the hall. I was in the outside, in the overflow, and I was listening to him, and I kept on listening to him. And before I knew it, I was under the seat. My mucus were coming out, tears were coming out. I'm the Holy Ghost. And when I woke up, I heard a voice saying, from today you can teach. And that is how I received the gift of teaching. Because I was listening to him. I was listening to him, and something jumped from his words into my spirit. And I began to become a teacher. Oh yes, I began to teach. If you want, I can teach you until 4 p.m. Yeah, and you'll not sleep. If you sleep, we'll wash you. Oh yes. You wonder, where does he get all these things? It's a gift that has come upon my life. Amen. Number three, another blessing of the voice of the anointed is that it carries promotion. The voice of the anointed carries promotion. The Bible says promotion does not come from the east nor from the west. It comes from the Lord. You see, some of you, for you to be promoted, you had to drop your skirt. I told you, when you don't respond, people think it's you that I'm talking about. Some of you, to be promoted, you had to pay and bribe. But there is a promotion that comes from the Lord. And one of the strategies that God has used to promote his people is through his anointed servant. But what he speaks. You see, when I say you'll be promoted this week, those words are not just ordinary words. They are coming, they are going into your Monday, into your Tuesday, into your Wednesday. They are creating a scenario in your office. Do you understand? Those words are powerful, I tell you. Because the Spirit of the Lord is in the words. And I want to speak into your destiny and into your future. If you want promotion, receive promotion in life. Oh yes, you will rise into billions of shillings. You will rise into billions of dollars. Oh, the amen is just too weak. Why? Because the words, they carry what? Promotion. Now, not only that, when the pastor is teaching you, your pastor is teaching you, those words are carrying power. They are changing you, and they are changing your destiny. So Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. Let's read this. My time is gone, please. We just read this. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If you hearken to his voice, if you soak into the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do his commandments, which I command thee to this day, that the Lord thy God, not the Lord your boss, not the Lord your government. Do you understand? Yeah. The government cannot help you much. Please, don't arrest me. I'm just preaching. Yes. The Lord thy God, you know, I don't know whether it's the right thing to say here or not. I'm just preaching. The Lord thy God, because some of you are just sitting there saying, this government. You see, your promotion will never come from the government. It comes from the Lord thy God. And what will he do? He will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. There is something about the voice of God. If you listen to it, you keep rising and rising and rising and rising until one day you look back and you say, Allah, is it me? Is it me? Is it moi? Because the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit has promoted you. First Thessalonians 2:13. You really are forcing me to read that scripture. NLT. First Thessalonians 2:13. Okay. Sit down. I'm about to finish. I'll finish in the next 1 minute. Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God, which which of course it is. And this word continues to work in you who believe. You didn't take the words of apostle, the words that are being preached to you as mere words. You took them as the word from God. So the Bible says, if you hearken to the voice, you will be promoted. Amen. Number four, the voice of the anointed carries establishment for you. Are you looking for establishment? Do you want God to establish you? It's in the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. It carries establishment. And the voice of the Lord, you see, many of you don't know how to hear God for yourself. So sometimes you say, God is speaking to me, but it's Matoke speaking to you. It's the jackfruit that is speaking to you. It is your emotions that are speaking to you. It is demons that are speaking to you. That is why you can only trust the word, scriptures. And I'm reading for you scriptures. And I'm telling you that if you listen to God through his servant, you will be established. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, that you shall believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. You shall believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. Now, the word established there is the word aman in the Hebrew. And it means God will nurture you if you believe in him. He will take care of you. He will help you like a nursing mother takes care of a child. And then the word you will prosper if you believe in the prophets is the word chalak. Chalak. Which means you will break through. There is something you will surge forward. You will come on top. That is, there is something about a people that are submitted to the voice of their pastor. They surge forward. You are not only nurtured, but you also become a man that moves in leaps and bounds. You break walls. You climb mountains. You glide through any obstacle. Because the voice of the anointed carries with it establishment. And then you become a barrier breaker and a line crosser. Tell your neighbor, I'm a barrier breaker and I'm a line crosser. And finally, the voice of the anointed carries doctrine, correction, reproof, and instruction. The voice of an anointed man carries doctrine, correction, reproof, and instruction. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21 and 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, today you have a lot of people objecting and questioning the validity of scripture. This is the scripture you should show them. That the prophecy, which is the word of God, that came in old time, it did not come by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So these scriptures that we read are scriptures that the Holy Ghost himself has spoken. All right? And then in Timothy, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. So the presence of more in your life is to help you learn doctrine, is for him to correct you. When I'm preaching to you, I'm also correcting you, I'm also reproofing you, and I'm also instructing you in righteousness. So a man that sits under the anointing of a man of God experiences these blessings in their lives. I want you to know today, you don't just have a nice pastor. You have an anointed voice. You don't just have an anointed voice. You have a prophet in your life. You don't just have a prophet in your life. You have an answer to your prayers in your life. And if you believe it, I want you to clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Oh, I can't hear you. I want you to thank God with me for sending an answer into our lives. So I've told you five things that will happen to you. Quickly, what will happen to you when you receive the voice of the anointed? Number one is what? Honor and glory. Number two is what? The gift of the Spirit, which is who? The Holy Spirit. Please rise up on your feet, all of us. We have finished preaching. And then number three is what? Promotion. How many of you want promotion? Receive promotion in the name of Jesus. You know, after you receive this word, next time I come, you'll tell me, excuse me, Pastor, can I see you for a minute? I want to show you what God has done for me. While you are away, I received the words of the prophet. Come and see my V8. Come and see my V8. Come and see my house. Come and see my church. Come and see my building. Oh, only two people are shouting amen in the house. Oh, yes. Come and see my baby. I got pregnant. I gave birth. Come and see my husband, Pastor. Come and see my husband. Somebody shout promotion. Some of you will, I don't know whether you'll tell me this one, but you'll come and tell me, Pastor, when I started listening to the voice of my prophet and the voice of my answered prayer, come and see my account. All the people on this side, they don't want that blessing. Yeah, I don't know whether you'll tell me, but you might be tempted to see, look at the billions in my account. I'm a billionaire. Hey! And then the next one is what? When you receive the voice of the prophet, what will happen? Establishment. You say, man of God, I'm established. As you are seeing me here. You know, established people, even the way they laugh, it's different. It's a man of God. God has been good. Yeah. Oh, yes. You see, Abmore has built a church. When you build a church, it's establishment. When you talk to him, you can just see some calmness in the voice. He's not shaken. That's why he said, Blues, he was taking his time. Yeah. He said, there's no landlord here. Only the Lord of the land. Receive establishment in your life. You know, some people, when you see them praying in the church, crying, it's not because of the power of the Holy Ghost. When they close their eyes, they saw the landlord's face. But after this wonderful service, receive establishment. Somebody shout amen. And then you receive doctrine, correction, and all those things. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, with every eye closed, every head bowed, you're here. You know, we are talking about anointing, and you're saying, I don't even understand what that is. Every eye closed. I told you are disobedient. You're not closing your eyes. You're not bowing your heads. You may be in the bowing your heads. That's when the contract will be signed. Africans, you must mention such things. Now, listen. With every head bowed, every eye closed, you're here. Somebody invited you to church, you know. And saying, but I don't even have a relationship with Jesus. Forget about even a pastor. I don't have a relationship with Jesus. And I want to give my life to Christ. I want you to know that's where it all begins. Salvation is not a matter of making your life miserable. Is a matter of inviting Christ into your life. At the count of three, if you're saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus, I want you to shoot your hand up. All these people you see here, they will be celebrating you for that great decision. At one, two, three, lift up your hand and say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life. Lift up your hand. I want to see it. I want to pray for you. You're saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're lifting your hand, I can't see you if you're not lifting it well. You're saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to have a relationship with Jesus. Somebody invited me and I want to have a relationship with Jesus. Lift up your hand. I want to see it and I'll pray with you. Some voice is telling you, lift your hand. Another voice is telling you, don't lift your hand. I bind that evil voice and I lose your heart now. For the next few seconds, I want to pray with you. Anybody there who's saying, Pastor, lift up your hand. I want to give my life to Jesus. Thank you for that hand, brother. Come to me. I want to pray for you. Come to me. Thank you. Come quickly because of time. We want to pray for you. Anybody else who's saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to start a relationship with Jesus. Before I start a relationship with my pastor, I want a relationship with Jesus. Please, everybody standing. Nobody should be seated. Help the ones who are seated to stand up, please. You're saying, Pastor, I want to give my life. Anybody else? Anybody else before I pray? Amen. Amen. Let us help this young man to give. Young man, give me your hand. God bless you. It's the beginning of a great change in your life. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Today, I surrender my life. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and to write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to Jesus. I am born again. Amen and amen. Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Brother, I want you to follow this brother. He's going to tell you what you have done. Amen. Now, you're here. You're afraid of coming to the front. After the service, I'm sure that there will be people here standing. Just walk to anybody and tell them I'd like to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. Let's welcome Apostle Mose, your pastor.
Can we appreciate Pastor Jimmy? Wow. What a preacher. What a message. Hey. What a revelator. There are some things he preaches and I'm like, do we read the same Bible? How come I never saw that all these years? Thank you so much, Pastor Jimmy. Thank you for not going back yesterday. I know that people at Harvest Family, they are missing you, but we have you and we are enjoying you. Thank you so much. Have you enjoyed Garage today? Yes. I can tell you this. What he's preaching is true. What he's preaching is true. As you're standing, you know, standing is good for you. You know, nowadays we work in offices where we sit the whole day. It's very dangerous for your health. Yeah. Even if you work where you're sitting, have a timer on your phone every 3 hours. Get up and take a walk before you come back. But let me share with you something very important. Right here in the congregation is a wonderful family. Our brother Junaid, he's over there. He works with Andrew Womack Ministries, okay? Oh, yes, you can clap. Many years ago, when we started the church and we didn't know what we were doing, but our marriage was on the rocks. Not on the rock, on the rocks. Many rocks. And we started doing discipleship evangelism course. I mean, we had been married 3 years, but it was so bad. And everything changed. Like night and day. We've been married now 20 years. We are going to make 21 years next month. Oh, yes. Well, you come and these people, they need to see what I'm talking about. 21 years. She's the babe. I can tell you that only after 3 years, we're almost killing each other. But we couldn't because we are Christians. But the voice, just doing discipleship evangelism course. Nothing else, just we would listen to 10 minutes of the teaching. Then they would take us through the notes. And you have to answer with the scriptures. Everything changed. Everything. Supernaturally. People got healed. People who were addicted quit addiction. Just going through the course. That's what he's talking about, the voice of an anointed person. When we're at campus, Uncle Ben, he pastored us. I was at St. Francis for 10 years, but 5 years I was a student. I mean, everyone else was doing all the crazy things. But somehow we were there, just serving, not doing all the crazy stuff. Now you should ask yourself, what is it that prevented you from doing the crazy things other people were doing? It was the voice. Yeah. Pastor Bonnie, yes, yeah, it's not that you're intelligent. So for me, I've had this test, what he's talking about. I'm here to tell you, this is a second witness, to tell you that it is true. I saw it in our lives at campus. All of us, we were many young people. But they were not running after us, supervising. No, just teaching. And we managed to keep our lives together. And then Andrew Womack. That's why I have a picture of their picture in my office and the picture of Andrew Womack. Everything changed. The voice of the anointed. And more recently, when I started listening to Bishop Dark, and everything changed, literally. Like, the church multiplied 5 times in 2 years. In 2 years, 5 times. That, you know, I know you're going to plant a church soon. You'll find out that that's not normal. Yeah, anything that multiplies 5 times in 2 years. So, some people, when they hear this, they say, they think we are saying, don't read the Bible, only listen to men. No, 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 no. That's not what we are saying. Don't get it twisted. Read your Bible, pray. This morning I read my Bible before I came to church. But then I've listened to a very powerful message that has, yeah. Amen. Are you understanding? So this is very important. And you need to go and do something about it. Because James 1:22, is it? Says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So there is establishment for you. There is promotion. There is correction, rebuke. And honor. And there is honor and glory. God can honor you by what you hear. By what you hear. Amen. So I want you to go and do something. Can I tell you something you can do? Can I tell you something I do? I listen to a message or messages every day. Yeah, I don't go to bed without listening to someone. Every single, even today when I was driving here, I was listening to Bishop Doug on the radio. Yeah, that's why my life is beautiful. You can see it. So I read my Bible first. And then on the way, I was listening to a message. And God is good. Amen. Wow. Now, I'm going to ask Uncle Ben to bless us. Right? Do you want a father's blessing? Uncle Ben, will you come and bless us? Too many mandalas, but... Amen.
When you hear these things and you have walked in humility before the Lord our God, you are amazed. You are amazed. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much for bringing the word of God to us this morning. Father, thank you very much that we have been at the feet of the man that you have chosen to speak to us this morning. You have anointed his word that it brings in us all these benefits that he has told us. We are greatly thankful. We are really thankful. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to be your children. The Father talks to the children and gives the wisdom to the children. We glorify you, God. For in the right time, you chose your Son to come down to be the real Word, as John reminds us, the real Word that we can hear from you. Blessing and honor and glory and thanksgiving be to you, Almighty God. Thank you very much. And now the peace of God, which is greater than we can understand, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And listen, the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and upon what you do in His name, and upon your families, and upon your work this week and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are you blessed? And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever. Amen. Our first-time guests would like to just have a moment with you. Follow that wonderful lady. YXP is next.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.